Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Silence is complicity. I was reminded of that yet again during my recent trip to Israel. As a matter of fact, the Prime Minister was telling me, he said, I remember what you said. I forgot what I said when I landed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time, which I call a time machine.
Every day. Continue to bear witness, to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
Ooh. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Crazy.
That doesn't make
sense. Okay, we're done.
Not
we're
every
done.
Person with
this
a uterus
isn't complicated.
Has the ability.
Let me
to
tell you,
pregnant.
If a person has
this
a uterus
medicine.
And is born as a is born female, they are a woman. That is not a man, and the vast majority of the world considers that to be a woman.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. As breaking news in the local politics, and it's in the Herald, and we're going to post a story on the website right now, HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. The deep rift within the Mass GOP just widened with 36 party members signing on to a letter sent to the Republican National Committee chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, that's Mitt Romney's niece, asking her to step in and help with the November 8th general election. The letter urges McDaniel to intervene specifically in the state auditor's race where Republican Anthony Amore is polling strongly against Diana DeSoglio. There's just one rub. Amore is backed by Governor Charlie Baker, who's long been at odds with the more conservative faction. This is from the letter. And again, the letter is being posted even as we speak at HowieCarrShow.com. You can read the entire letter if you want. We beseech you to use your office to intervene with Chairman Jim Lyons and end his efforts to defeat our leading Republican candidate for statewide office, Anthony Amore. Were it not for fear of reprisal, several more members would have signed with us. There are 74 members now. They have these six seats because they're just riffed by all these internal disputes, and they haven't filled any of these open seats. So there's 36 out of the 74, and four or five would have signed, I think, if I'm told, if they hadn't been afraid of repercussions. 844-500-4242. As of late Friday, the Mass GOP website did not feature any photo or endorsement of Anthony Amore. All the other candidates have their pictures on the website, but not Anthony Amore. So we check that out, and Emma Foley has written a column about Anthony Amore. She interviewed him Tuesday night in South Boston after a fundraiser he had. So you can read up on that. This is very interesting development. Civil war in the Massachusetts Republican Party. 5 weeks out, they're asking the national chairman, Rona McDaniel, again, Mitt Romney's niece, to intervene. All right. Time now for the Chump Line, the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show.
Most everyone agrees that the only reason Kamala confused North Korea and South Korea is because North Korea was, of course, top of mind.
Not to mention the top of the peninsula. It's kind of like who cares about the west coast of Florida, Lee County, Collier County? The panhandle. It's top of mind because it's top of Florida.
Nancy Pelosi said Ron DeSantis needs to keep the immigrants in Florida so they can pick the crops. She
can get away with saying that because she has Democrat privilege.
You know, that is so true. Let's play that cut. That is a cut nine.
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
You know, that caller is absolutely correct. That would be a cancelable offense for a Republican to say that.
She even had to stumble before calling them immigrants. Yeah, so, she wanted to call them something else.
She wanted to call them what they're called in the federal code, which is aliens, okay? And you're not allowed to say that anymore, aliens. I can't, the Herald cuts it out of every column I write. You never can read the word alien in my column in the Herald anymore. You can read it on the website, though, because we run the raw site. And check out the letter that these members of the state GOP committee wrote, begging for an intervention in the insanity that's going on in the Mass state GOP. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO on our Make Gas Again Cheap Again t-shirt. Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. I'm wearing one right now if you're on Rumble or social media. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. That's what BOGO's all about. It's two gifts for the price of one. Stocking stuffers, you can order them early. Offer good while supplies last. Order at HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
I don't know about you, but I'm more concerned about Hurricane Brandon.
Yeah, me too. Hurricane Brandon has already done a lot of damage to my wallet, and it only seems to be accelerating. And he's done a lot of damage to my 401k. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down at the end 500 points again today. So it's another week in the red, and another almost 2% chopped off the blue chip stocks just in one day alone.
Kamala Harris doesn't know the difference between North and South Korea. I hope she knows the difference between North and South America.
No, she doesn't. No bleeping way.
Well, Howie, Democrats are saying Florida got what it deserved, but you got to remember, in Florida, it's a natural catastrophe. In the blue states, it's a man-made catastrophe.
Yeah. Yeah. In Florida, it's an act of God. In the blue states, it's an act of Brandon and Chuck and Nancy et al.
As soon as Ian hit the Florida coast, the Church of Global Warming claimed we were toast. Hurricane season isn't the only reason. Any climate crisis means we're all going to roast.
Yep, I know. If there's a hurricane, it's climate change. If there are no hurricanes, it's climate change. More rain than normal, climate change. Less rain than normal, ditto. Is there anything climate change can't do? You don't need a weather report anymore. Just put up a screen that says climate change. That's all. Sports next.
This climate crisis.
Hi, Howie.
Governor Patrick calling. Wow, I can't believe you and Taylor are heading to Florida. Haven't they suffered enough? You migrating marauders, we're going to be fine.
We're just getting the property ready for everybody else who's coming down, if they pass the so-called millionaire's tax. I got another one of those millionaire pamphlets, question one pamphlets. It's only going to affect rich people, don't you understand? You know, and I got to read you the thing before in the next break. It didn't come to me, but this was put out by all the teachers' unions, and it's even more obnoxious than the one I got in Wellesley. They're hitting different groups, obviously, with different mailings.
Yeah, I started working on the memoirs of Hunter Biden, the Secretary of Defense, and the POTUS. I'm calling it Lincoln, Blinken, and Nod.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Only a recessionist is a Republican president. If a Democrat president, it's an unexpected economic downturn.
Do you remember a couple of months ago, the Washington Post was telling us that there is no official definition of a recession. You know, some people say it's two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth, but there's no real meaning of it. Now the Washington Post is saying, here are seven ways you can benefit from a recession. I think even the Washington Post is throwing in the towel.
Joe Biden here. Russia annexed portions of Ukraine after a sham election. And I'll have Vladimir Putin know we are the ones that created the most extensive vote fraud network ever. No joke.
Right. Last February, he said if Russia invades Ukraine, we'll end the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now it's been ended, and he says, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And anyone who says we did it, it's Russian disinformation. You know, like the Hunter Biden laptop? He said that was Russian disinformation, too.
Lovey, did you see that Genghis Carr is hawking political T-shirts and calling it a BOGO deal? Next thing you know, he'll be selling Deerfield and UNC shirts. He could call it a BOZO deal. Ha ha!
I didn't come here to be made sport of. Those are two immensely successful preparatory schools and an institution of higher learning. Although I'm having a hard time keeping a straight face as I say that about UNC these days.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern time every weekday. The number, if you'd like to leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line and leave your message. And we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear a second chump line, you can always hear a second one every weeknight around 7 p.m. We post the second chump line of the day, a brand new chump line with the messages we didn't use just now. It's called Chop Chumps. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. It's two gifts for the price of one. Offer good while supplies last. Order at HowieCarrShow.com and click on store.
Yeah, I started working on the memoirs of Hunter Biden, the Secretary of Defense, and the POTUS. I'm calling it Lincoln, Blinken, and Nod.
What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used Give, Send, Go. So has Mark Houck and the Houck family in suburban Philadelphia that were raided last week by the FBI over a misdemeanor crime, allegedly, that even the district attorney of Philadelphia, who was backed by George Soros, wouldn't prosecute, but the FBI arrested him anyway. He needs money. A lot of people need money now, and they go to Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or even pet bills, then you should look at Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. Give, Send, Go has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. And now residents of Southwest Florida are setting up Give, Send, Go accounts for their rebuilding issues. Give, Send, Go has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, Jared, what is... Taylor's going to Florida with me. He's driving the car. I'm taking the plane. But Jared is filling in for Taylor. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you get a COVID booster shot? Yes, no, or I've never gotten any of them.
No, I got the first two, but I'm not getting any more.
60% are with you. They say no. 29% say I've never gotten any of them. 10% say yes.
All right. By the way, we had a cheap bastard deal earlier, and there was a glitch somewhere. I have no idea what it was, but we couldn't put it up, but it's fixed now. So, and again, I apologize. We got some very frustrated texters and people calling in, but it's up now. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and you can order the 60-serving emergency meal food supply bucket. This is endorsed by this is ReadyWise's American Red Cross 60 serving emergency meal food supply bucket. It's got all kinds of great stuff. While supplies last, and they're going to go very fast, you can purchase the American Red Cross 60 serving emergency meal food supply bucket. It's $176 value for just $96. Just $96. It's all kinds of great food. And if you want to read up on on all of the ReadyWise products before you buy, and again, you better move fast, but you can go to ReadyWise.com. And if you just want to buy something else, you can use code Howie10, Howie10, to get a discount. And if you want to talk to a live person about the ReadyWise products, go to 855, you can call 855-95-READY, 855-95-READY. And this is a really, really good deal. And, you're thinking about what would you do in an emergency if you were, you know, on the wrong end of a bridge like Sanibel Island. And, you couldn't get it to the mainland or to supplies or electricity. You need something in reserve, and this is a really good deal. This is a hurricane special from ReadyWise. So go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And again, I apologize for the fact that we did not have this, we had a problem with it, but there it is. It's all set up. And when you go to Howie Carr Show, you can read the letter that half of the Republican State Committee has sent to Republican National Committee, to Rona McDaniel. She's Mitt Romney's niece who runs it. She's been up here. She's up here a lot. We've had her on the show repeatedly, and they're asking her to intervene in the campaign as the Republican Party is basically the state Republican Party. Lyons is saying he's not doing it, but his minions are doing it, and they're trying to sabotage the campaign of Anthony Amore. Probably the only candidate that has even the slightest chance of winning the election. Chairman Lyons has for months looked the other way. This is from the letter signed by half of the Republican State Committee, who are elected members, by the way. Chairman Lyons has for months looked the other way while the party's chair of its Veterans Coalition has conducted a long campaign to encourage Republicans to blank the ballot in the audits race. This person is currently promoting a write-in campaign among Republican voters to deny Mr. Amore the support of his own party. Most recently, he authorized his appointee to use state party resources and expense to announce that every statewide candidate except Mr. Amore is being endorsed by the Mass GOP Voters Coalition. And they're saying, oh, well, he wanted to impeach Trump. But these people, Lyons was for Cruz in 2016. The guy who's running this thing was a Kasich guy. How sane is that? He was for Kasich? And they're conducting purity tests for other members of the Republican Party? Check it out. HowieCarrShow.com, and I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just want to read you this. This is the latest flyer that they put out for the millionaire's tax, so-called the graduated income tax. This is put out by Massachusetts Teachers Association, National Education Association, American Federation of Teachers, American Federation of Teachers Solidarity Fund, and American Federation of Teachers Massachusetts. Very diverse group of organizations there. The Massachusetts tax system currently favors the super rich. Oh, firefighters, small business owners, and educators pay more out of their paychecks and taxes than the wealthiest 1% do. Everybody pays across the board 5%. It's a lie, in other words. The Fair Share Amendment will raise $2 billion a year every year. This money will be required by the Massachusetts Constitution to help fund our public schools and colleges. You know, you just heard all those college students, how brilliant they are. And repair our local roads and bridges. Oh, great. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. It's a bridge to Sanibel Island in Florida. All right, it's Friday evening. You know what that means.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
You know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. All week long, we ask you to send in funny stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper or from the police log, police blotter column that the police departments themselves still write in a few places anyway. Usually either stories from the internet or they could be just standalone stories from that you run into. But send them to Grace at Howie Carr Show, Grace at Howie Carr Show .com. And we read the funniest entries of the week every Friday evening at this time. And the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Kennedy Babylon.
All right. Okay, Grace. So is it time to begin reading these?
Yes, these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Texas couple's poop trap backfires. Thieves retaliate with cow dung.
Poop trap?
Thieves? I know, this is a first.
Poop. Well, thieves. I thought there's a difference between people who randomly poop and people who steal.
No, see, we've come across a lot of stories in our time, Howie, but I've never heard one like this. Parcel thieves fought back against a Texas couple who tricked them into stealing dirty diapers by spraying their house with cow manure. So in Austin, there was this gang that was constantly stealing deliveries from people's doorsteps. So one couple thought, all right, we'll teach them their lesson.
How's that woke district attorney and that woke justice system in Travis County working out for the hipsters of Austin?
Based off this article, not well. So they have the trap set up, and they take all of their toddlers' poopy diapers, and they put it in a box. And sure enough, the gang of thieves comes and they grab the box full of stinky diapers.
That's a good idea.
Poop. But it backfired because once the masked bandits realized they had a poop-filled package on their hands, they came back. And this is what the victim said. 30 minutes later, they came back with a giant bag of cow manure. They spread that all over our porch and on our cars in the driveway. That was the last straw that broke the camel's back. I called the police. I filed a report. And now there's a detective on the case.
Talk about brazen. They stole something, and then because they didn't get what they wanted, they came back?
Yeah, and I believe this all happened in broad daylight. The thieves have been caught on numerous doorbell cameras and tracked the same black Chevy Suburban with no plates.
Haven't they I think they've started knocking some of the wokesters off of the Austin City Council or whatever they call it, the county commissioners, because the people are so angry about this. I can see why they're perturbed.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if this was during the day, but there was another victim who said she was nursing her baby when she saw a thief swiping a large package from her entryway in broad daylight. I mean, this is really, really brazen, Howie, because typically people take things off of front steps in like the city if they don't think someone's going to see them. But to be in a, you know, suburb and grabbing packages is...
781, by the way, says, wasn't the excise tax to repair the roads? How about the gasoline tax, too? You know, 23 cents per gallon. Now they want another $2 billion to repair the so-called crumbling infrastructure.
It's an investment.
And it is. It's an investment in the hackorama, though. It's not an investment in the schools or the crumbling infrastructure.
Massive 12-foot alligator captured by police outside Texas home.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
Every week the alligators get bigger. Last week it was an 11-foot alligator. Now it's a 12-foot alligator.
A photo of a 12-foot alligator rounded up by police in Texas has caused a stir after snaps of the reptile were posted on social media. There are a few different photos. One of them was the alligator underneath a car, while the other photo showed what appeared to be duct tape around its powerful jaws as cops posed around it.
What's the alligator's name?
Draco.
Drago or Draco?
Draco. D-R-A-C-O.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Draco the dragon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Constellation.
Man caught on video. This is another crazy one. This is another crazy one that I'd never heard of before. Man caught on video urinating on ex-wife's grave almost every morning. A man in New Jersey is accused. This guy is such a scumbag.
I thought that you only did this kind of thing once and you just got it out of your system.
No, he's accused of habitually urinating on his ex-wife's grave. The desecration occurred at the Tappan Reformed Church Cemetery, a centuries-old burial ground on the border between New Jersey and New York. The saga began when he repeatedly noticed, now this is Michael Murray, and he was visiting his mother's grave. His mother's name is Linda. So he's visiting his mother's grave, and he started to notice deli bags full of feces placed near the grave of his mother. Officials took a report of the incident, and Murray later obtained permission to place cameras on the cemetery grounds to try to obtain footage of the act. The footage revealed Torello, Linda's ex-husband, was the perpetrator. The 68-year-old man visited the cemetery almost every morning between 6:14 and 6:18 a.m. Ready for this? This is the real kicker. This could have actually been a winner. With his current wife. And
the
urinated.
Family that poops together on the ex-wife's grave.
Poop.
And Murphy. So he was one of the, I think he was one of the cops involved. This is a quote from him. He said,
"Hold it.
I can't get my wife to go out to dinner, but this guy gets his wife to go along with him to desecrate my mom's remains every morning." All right, so this must have been a spelling error because it was actually the son who said that. So it's supposed to be Murray, told the Post.
978 says, "I thought you couldn't earmark any tax money in Massachusetts." You can't earmark any money anywhere. It goes into a pot. It's what they call fungible. You know, it's just once it's in the pot, you can use it for anything. This is absurd. They're trying to sell us a pig and a poke.
This actually is a local story. Careless strip club bouncer loses gun on the job. Police recover it the next day.
Oh, I saw this. This was down in the combat zone or what's left of it.
Yeah, police recover. And I think there's only two strip clubs left.
Yeah, it's on LaGrange Street, right?
Police recovered, I'll tell you in a sec. Yes, you're right, LaGrange Street. Police recovered the next day after thief starts beating somebody in front of South Station. So a bouncer who had worked at Centerfolds on LaGrange Street for 10 years lost his loaded gun one May night when he put it in a backpack and dropped that by the main stage, then went
with
to the men's
wallet.
Room. Yeah. Then,
I mean, what could possibly go wrong in a strip club? Just, I think I'll leave my gun and my wallet on the next to the stage. Because we got such a high-class clientele in here.
Then he lost his license to carry when police found the gun loaded with no locking mechanism in the possession of a man outside South Station who was beating a woman. Next to go was his job, since Centerfolds doesn't allow employees to bring guns to work. Police and a lawyer for one of Boston's two remaining strip clubs detailed what happened on May 14th at a Boston licensing hearing. The bouncer took off his holstered gun and put it in the backpack along with his wallet and other belongings, then left it near the stage. He went to the men's room, then returned to help escort out employees. When done with that, about 15 minutes after he had departed of the men's room, he realized his backpack was missing. Imagine how much his heart dropped when he realized that backpack was gone.
How was he smart enough to last 10 years and then he makes this kind of mistake?
Customer arrested after pulling gun on McDonald's employee mid-argument. This is DeKalb County, Georgia.
Where? What were they arguing about?
You know, Howie, it doesn't say. And that's
cold
disappointing.
French fries.
A man
no,
faces...
No sauce on the McChicken.
It doesn't say if it was about food. Investigators determined a man later identified...
Or a broken ice cream machine. Again?
Identified Again? As Perry Webb got into an argument with an employee, pointed a gun at her, and fired shots in the air. Suspected shoplifter defecates on herself while fleeing Walmart at Buffalo Ridge. Buffalo Ridge Plaza is in the Villages.
Of course it is.
Crystal Diane.
By the way, one of the VIPs here the other day has some relatives in the Villages. He said he enjoys Police Blotter Facts Friday every week, hearing about his neighbors. The latest news.
Crystal Diane Kaiser began to run from the store at about 8:30 p.m. after another shopper pointed her out to sheriff, so there was a tattletale aboard. The Wisconsin native fled from the deputy, who ordered her to stop three times. The deputy warned Kaiser she would be tasered if she did not stop.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me!
She stopped and defecated on herself before complying with deputies' commands and getting down on the ground. They did find 16 items worth $212.
Good Lord.
It's not sure whether she defecated on herself on purpose, despite the cop who was saying he might taser her.
People are saying that I didn't hear where the strip club was, that I perhaps was at the strip club. I don't think so. I don't think so. All of my favorite places are gone now. The 2 o'clock lounge.
You wouldn't
the
even
Pilgrim Theater.
You wouldn't even think to go to these places.
Never.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie.
All right. So we'll be back in a moment with maybe a couple of runners up and definitely the winners. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We're doing Police Blotter Facts Friday, but again, we had a glitch on our Cheap Bastard deal earlier in the afternoon, but it's fixed now, and you can buy your ReadyWise American Red Cross 60-serving emergency meal food supply bucket. You'll be ready for any time a blizzard, hurricane, whatever hits where you are, and you'll have a product for days and days. It's a while supplies last, you can purchase the American Red Cross 60-serving emergency meal food supply bucket. It's $176 value for just $96. And it's from ReadyWise. It's a great company, and a lot of people have been waiting for another one of these ReadyWise deals. And again, they were frustrated when they couldn't get on, but now you can get on and get it.
Where should they go again?
HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
All right, now here's one more runner-up before we get to the winners. It's something I've noticed is coming back into style, Howie. Realtor discovers squatter living in home listed in Oxford. Again, this is from the Villages.
Thank God it's not Oxford, Massachusetts.
A realtor discovered a squatter living in a home listed in Oxford. The realtor called law enforcement after finding 22-year-old Lorna Elena Henry living in the house. When a deputy arrived at the home, Henry was found there with several other females. Henry was in possession of the drug MDMA, four cartridges of gold wax, which tested positive for THC, and a small bag of marijuana. There was actually two squatter stories in the villages this week, but I chose this one because of the gold wax.
This is when you know the real estate market is coming down.
Yep.
Because the houses remain on the market longer, and there's even time for people to squat in them before they change hands.
Yeah. No, you're right. All right, now here we're getting to our winners. First up, nearly naked Mainer crashes into lake after trying to break into home.
Beware of the naked Mainer.
I mean, it's not really cold yet, but it's getting a little beyond naked man stories in Maine, isn't it? Aren't we ready for like about an 8 month hiatus?
Oh, definitely. I've seen it tick down just in the last couple of weeks with a little crisp fall air. This is Acton, Maine. A man who crashed into a lake following a police chase is accused of trying to break into a home moments prior. Logan Pratt was allegedly attempting to break into a home.
Logan Pratt. That's a good down east type.
Logan says the homeowner reported he saw a person on his Ring doorbell. Officials say that the homeowner reported he saw a person on his Ring doorbell, saying the man appeared to be intoxicated and only wearing underwear. Before authorities could
Allen's
arrive,
coffee brandy is the.
The is man the, fled the area, but officials say they were able to track him down with a description of the vehicle. The vehicle then crashed into Wilson Lake a short time later. Officials say Pratt was able to free himself and swam to shore, where he was taken into custody.
Won't nobody help a naked man.
His first words were, "Hold my beer."
And this is the story that you are really going to love. Woman fires shot during fight outside Chuck E. Cheese in Brandon, Florida. I had to double check that this wasn't just created for this show. Deputies responded to multiple calls.
This is the first time Brandon has been in the news since DeSantis was there right after the incident at the NASCAR race, just to troll.
Joe Brandon, I agree.
Deputies responded to multiple calls reporting shots fired outside the Chuck E. Cheese at 1540 West Brandon Boulevard at around 5 p.m.
Brandon Boulevard in Brandon, Florida.
At a Chuck E. Cheese.
Not to be confused with Brandon Falls, Delaware.
It all started with an altercation inside the restaurant. A private security guard...
There are often altercations inside Chuck E. Cheese, as we all know.
A private security guard was trying to get the crowd to take the fight outside when a woman pulled out a gun.
That's your training as a security, a bouncer at Chuck E. Cheese.
Just to take it outside. When a woman pulled out a gun inside the vestibule of Chuck E. Cheese... The police said the guard tried to get the gun away from her, but she dropped it outside the building. The sheriff's office said...
If I'm getting paid bouncer wages, I'm not trying to take a gun away from anybody.
Me either. The sheriff's office said another woman picked up the gun and fired at least one shot into the air. She also lost possession of the gun. A third woman picked it up and placed it inside of a light gray Chevrolet. They said that all three women were taken into custody and no shooting victims were located. A man involved in the altercation was also taken into custody. The sheriff's office said a white Audi crashed into the front of the building while the group was fighting. This sounds like the most chaotic scene of all time.
All I can say, Grace, is let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.